Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time on Design Diaries, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about heated floors. They're absolutely the nicest thing that you could do for yourself, specifically in a bathroom or a place where you have to stand for a while. But first thing in the morning when you get up out of bed and you run into that bathroom, the floor is warm, it's just like a little bit of heaven on your feet. There are several ways of dealing with heated floors, and if you're going to do a relatively compact space, probably the smartest thing to do is to use an electric heated floor. If it's a very small space, you can easily buy something at a big box store like Home Depot or Lowe's or Rona, one of those kinds of places, and just get as many as you need to cover the amount of space that you want to heat up. If it gets to be a little bit larger, then there are more components, it's smarter to use somebody who is going to customize something, like a company like New Heat will come and customize something that will fit the space specifically. They work really well. They are, you can program them so that they come on a little bit before you get up in the morning, they go off a little bit before you go to work, and then they do that same thing again at the end of the day. What's also interesting about them is that with these new programs, the electronics of it, they will connect up to Ecobee or Nest, and they can see what the weather is going to be. So it's not even going to heat up if you're in the middle of the summer, but it is going to give you a nice warm, toasty floor if you're heating up in the middle of the winter. The other way to do this is to do something like radiated heat. So basically what happens is there are tubes of warm water that's heated in a boiler, much like a radiator in your house. Aside from that, if you imagine the whole radiator sideways and underneath the floor, it basically works like that. It's great in a basement or a space like that where you want to have the floors a little bit warmer as opposed to being cold right against that slab. It's not actually going to heat the room. It will increase the heat of the room, but you're probably still going to need to have forced air gas in the house in general in order to make sure that they all go together. It's a wonderful system to do together, and if you're certainly doing a large space, so if you have a relatively large home and you want to heat two floors, if you're just building a house, then radiant floor heat is a great way to sort of, you know, nicely be able to warm the house up without having to turn the furnace on all the time. Obviously, it's not going to do anything for air conditioning, but it's great in terms of having nice warm floors. It just makes the house feel that much more luxurious, and you can run that heating system right up into all of the bedrooms and into all the bathrooms and get the same effect as you might get with the electric hardwood floor heat. The electric floor heater as you would with the radiant floor heater. The biggest difference is that one is a little bit more expensive, or a lot more expensive, because you're doing a much bigger space, whereas the electric is designed really just to do a compact kind of space, bathrooms, laundry rooms, work rooms, perhaps a kid's playroom. You might want to heat up those kinds of spaces. And sometimes over a crawl space in a house, if you do some kind of heated floor, you can do electric if it's just over a small space, or you want to do radiant floor if it's over a much, much larger space. But one way or the other, a heated floor is like a little kiss from God onto your feet first thing in the morning and right through the whole day.
Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point E News.